Chad HD Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's Wednesday at 9:35. You know what that means. Larry Williams in studio. Of course, from Williams Brake Tune and Tire. You can visit his website at williamsbraketuneandtire.com. And, of course, you can go by and see them at 311 19th Street if you're heading out of town. Many of you are going out of town either today or tomorrow. You can go by and get a trip check done over at Williams Brake Tune and Tire. Larry, how are you?
I'm great. Nice rainy morning.
Yep.
It'd be nice if it was that way Friday, wouldn't it? Where you could just sleep in and watch it rain.
That would be kind of nice.
I think so.
Yeah, some cooler
and
temperatures.
And then clear
on
off
Friday.
So people can do their fireworks. But
yeah,
we could have a rainy morning.
I think it's going to be just, what, low 90s on Friday, which, you know, hey, for July 4th, low 90s, it could be much worse.
Absolutely.
It could be 105.
You can do fireworks this year, so that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, don't leave your car running in the grass when you go out in the country to do fireworks.
Yeah.
Or your car will be the bonfire.
Yeah, that would not be a good time.
No, we had one of those last year. And the converter gets so hot on your car and the grass is dry and it'll catch on fire. So you can't sit in there in the air conditioning. You have to get outside.
Yeah. At nighttime, it cools down. It's nice at night out here.
It's beautiful.
And, of course, it's a rainy day, so a lot of people finding out whether their windshield wipers work or not. They've found that out already, most likely. What are y'all seeing a lot of at Williams Brake Tune and Tire?
Air conditioning. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of that going on. And it's, you know, if your car's 5 years old, it's probably going to need a little Freon to make it work like it used to. And that's not real expensive. That's $100 or less. So it's worth that just not to be hot driving down the road.
Yeah. And, of course, the trip check's absolutely free to do. And y'all just give people a peace of mind before they head out on the road.
Yep, it's a good thing to do. It's the guys raise it up and look under it and just make sure everything looks okay for you.
You know, I'm sure you've been you watch the news constantly, but also when it comes to recalls and GM, they just continue to have issues over at GM with this ignition switch.
It's amazing. They're going back to 96. One of our email questions today, the last one, matter of fact, addresses that. And it's just amazing that they're going to go back that far in that many cars. And we really hadn't seen a problem. That's the other thing that I'm surprised about. I mean, we've done a few, but we really hadn't had that much problems or replaced that many switches.
So. Yeah, I was going to ask if it's been an issue out here, but not really.
Not really. Not any more on that car than any other. Or those cards, it's pretty much all of them. But,
yeah.
But no, we really hadn't. We were talking about that, and we do switches quite frequently on a lot of things, but usually it's the guy that has the jailhouse key ring on it, you know, that weighs about 5 pounds. That'll not make that not work very well. But
yeah.
But no, we hadn't seen a lot.
770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, your automotive questions, if you have one, go ahead and dial in 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. Get locked in. We'll take your calls and get to your emails as well when we come back. Chad HD Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Larry Williams of Williams Brake Tune and Tire in studio. If you have an automotive question, feel free to dial in 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. Larry also gets a ton of emails every single week. WTires@yahoo.com. That's WTires@yahoo.com, or just go to WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.com and click on the thing that says email Larry.
Yeah.
Says you can email Larry.
Says ask Larry, upper right hand corner. It's real easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Email number one, have a 2008 Ford Taurus, has 155,000 miles on it. I've not ever had the transmission fluid changed. When I took it in to have it done, I was told not to change the transmission fluid. Why would this be so?
You know, we tell people you should change that every 50,000 miles, and you can stretch that somewhat maybe up to 75 or 80,000 miles. But if you go over 100,000 miles and you service the transmission, there's a good chance it's not going to work right when we're done. And whoever did that, that you don't want to get blamed for a transmission problem. So, and you don't want to have a transmission problem. So either change it every 50, 60,000 miles or keep it full and let it go till it quits.
Yeah. All right. Another email that came in. Have a 2005 Lexus RX 330. Great car. Runs wonderful. Today I went into the store. It ran fine. When I got home and cut off the car, now it won't start. It's not the battery. Already had that checked at AutoZone. Won't even turn over. No sound, nothing. What could this be?
You know, the most common problem when we have that on today's car is the theft deterrent system is kicked in. It'll have a light that says security or it'll say theft. And if you have another key, go get that other key and try it. If that doesn't work, turn everything off in the car, turn your car on for a few minutes, turn it off, and then try it. But it, you know, it could be a starter. There's several things it could be, but the most common thing is the little chip in your keys not reading, and try that again.
It's one of the more frustrating things when you're driving around, everything's absolutely fine. You get somewhere, you walk out, you crank your car, and it's just dead.
Yeah, and you're stuck. And it's usually not at the best time.
Yeah.
Or you're not in the best place. There are, there's ways to get it started, but it's, you know, we usually can get you home, but that's, the theft thing is great until it goes bad.
Yeah.
And,
and then it's not so great afterwards.
And then it's, then you can't drive your car. It thinks you're a thief.
Yeah.
And, you can't even convince it otherwise. But, you know, I tell people if you have a spare key, trade those off. Hmm. You know, every year or so, just trade them because we wear one of the keys out and the other one never gets used.
Right.
And and don't put a bunch of keys on your key ring. That also makes that wear out. So, you know, 2, 3, 4 keys, that's okay.
You don't need 50 on there.
But no. Baby shoes.
People go all out sometimes on the key ring.
Robert Snyder, see?
Yeah.
He's got the jailhouse
key. Let's see, what is that, about 30 keys that he has on a keychain?
Yeah, that's 5 pounds.
Yeah, that's not good. That's a weapon.
Mine look that way too, Robert, so do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, that's a weapon that he has. He could just chunk that at somebody and hit him.
You can't carry that on an airplane.
No, you probably can't.
So you could throw it at him.
Yeah, give him a concussion.
Yeah.
That's what he does to bad employees. He just tosses the keys at them, knocks them out for a while.
Is that why you have a double glass between them?
Basically, so yeah. Otherwise, he gets very upset. And whenever he fills in and host, he'll chunk his keys sometimes. Won't break the glass, though.
Okay.
Double pain.
Yeah.
770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. We'll get to one more emailed question before the break. Have a Nissan pickup. The tire light will come on for a few days, then go off. Checked all the tires, and they are at the right pressure at 38 pounds. What do you think this is? Is it a sensor or something else?
Very probably it's a sensor, but here's what we run into all the time. A lot of the pickups, they're luxury, the LTs, the luxury Tourings, will have one in the spare. And the valve stem faces up, by the way. And the only way you can check the air is let the spare down and check it, but the air will get low in the spare and it'll turn the light on. So check that first.
All right. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and hit the break. When we come back, we'll take your emailed questions. And of course, you are on the air questions as well. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. We'll be right back. Larry Williams from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire, 311 19th Street. Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Larry Williams of Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire in studio. If you have an automotive question, now would be a good time to get in. A couple of people are on hold right now, so let's go ahead and go to the phones. And Ron, you are on with Larry Williams. Hello, Ron.
Hello. Yeah. Hey, Larry, got a question for you. Got a 2008 Ford F-150. About 80,000 miles on it. My wife drives it more than I do. Blows cold air, driving down the road, come to a red light and sit for any length of time, and it gets warm. It doesn't stay cold.
Probably we have a fan clutch, and you have a thermatic fan clutch. I mean, it's not an electric fan, but that fan clutch will get to where it's not pulling air, and when we're not moving, it's not moving air through there. We see that quite often. We can tell that by when you turn the car off, the fan will just freewheel for a little while, and that'll tell us that it's not engaging and not bringing air through. And that's probably what's going on, Ron.
Okay, and what are we looking at to get that replaced? What?
You're going to have to call the shop because there's a usually that's about $150.
Okay.
But if you'll call down there, they'll give you an exact estimate because they're all so different now. That's at every motor, every year, you know. So, but usually that'll cover it.
Okay. Doesn't take long. I mean, if we were put it in the shop, have it back the same day.
Yeah, half a day job.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, I got a number for you guys, but I tried to call it the other day and it seems to be disconnected.
Oh. 747-TUNE-8863.
747-TUNE. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Maybe got a wrong number in there.
I don't know. 762-TUNE, 747-TUNE. Just pick a tune.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones and EG. EG, you're on KFYO.
Good morning, Chad.
Morning.
Have a question for Larry. Larry, I have a 2000... and one Blazer, and the ABA or ABC light or whatever, the brake lights.
Yeah, the ABS.
Okay, ABS. Okay, well, I knew I had it wrong. But anyhow, it doesn't stay on all the time. I mean, when you start it, it's fine, but whenever you back up and you take off, that's when the thing comes on.
You know, that ABS unit has several little pressure sensors in it, and usually one of those is bad. Now, it can be the unit itself is not building enough pressure, but normally it's one of the sensors that goes out. You know, even when your analog brake system is not working, your regular brakes work fine. It's just that the wheels could lock up in a panic situation, just like it did on our older car. So it's not really a safety issue. If the red brake light comes on, then that means it's a safety issue. So,
right.
But more than likely one of those sensors has gone bad and it's just a matter. It's like everything. You hook a computer up to it now, find out what's going on, and then you test it and you can replace those individual parts.
Right. What part would that run to get it checked out? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, they charge $60 to, takes about a half a day, and they'll find out exactly what's wrong and what it needs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks, EG.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, EG. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. By the way, Rob Snyder passing along this bit of car news out there. Not a good day for somebody. As a listener called and said that a vehicle hit a deer at 82nd and University. So a little bit of damage there.
Not a good way to start your day.
No.
And you know you're unlucky because there's probably not but two in the city of Lubbock.
Yeah. Right? Well, now there's one.
Now there's one.
Well, we assume. I don't know.
So your odds are better of not hitting a deer.
That's true.
But that's, you know, got to watch for them.
Yeah, even here.
You wouldn't
here.
Think really in town you'd
no,
have to watch
you
for a deer.
No, you wouldn't think so. You wouldn't think so at 82nd and University.
You never know.
Yeah. Let's see. This is from Victor. Have oil leaking out of the inside of the rear wheel on a Ford F-150. What could the problem be, and what damage could have been done, as I don't know how long it's been leaking?
You know, it can make – you'll hear a growling noise if there's been damage. If the grease gets low in the differential, it's got a rear axle seal that's leaking, if it's leaking out on the wheel. And we just don't want to let that get low for too long because it would damage those bearings or the ring gear inside the differential if it runs out of grease. So normally they don't leak enough to get us in that kind of trouble. But if you have to wait a while, go by and have it topped off, you know, make sure the differential's full. And then get that fixed as soon as you can.
But if there's damage, you would hear it?
It'd have a growling bearing type noise going down the road pretty loud. You would you would notice.
You'd know something's wrong.
If it's done damage.
Yeah. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Here's another kind of a break type question that some people are probably going to be experiencing here in the next few days, maybe. After the rain a few weeks ago, my brake started making a noise. It was on a Ford F-150 2010 pickup. Looked at the brake pads. They are not worn out. What can I do to get rid of the noise?
You know, what happens is they have little metallic particles in there, and we get a rust, and it gets picks up dirt in the water. And normally a week or two, that'll go away. Mm-hmm. However, if it's a grinding noise, then we need to check that. You know, we don't ever charge to check brakes. So if you need to come by, we'll pull the wheels off and look at it. But we see that a lot after a rain, and then it'll wear through that in a week or two, and it'll go away. So
if they check the brake pads and they're not worn out, what else?
Drive it. It washes those pads off and the little metallic rust, and it just sounds like fingernails on a chalkboard, but it'll go away usually.
Yeah, we sort of talked about this question already, but the overall, when you get a recall notice, and this question's about the recall notice on the ignition switch, which we brought up earlier, if the car isn't having problems, the question is, do they have to take it in? If you get a recall notice, and some people do get recall notices, you have to take your car in, or is it best?
Have to take it in, but really you should take it in because it's not going to cost you to get that repaired, and it's something that they've had trouble with. So, you know, if it was me and I had a recall, then I would go get it taken care of because they realized a problem and they're not going to charge you. And, you know, GM's recall went all the way back to 1996.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get a notice on that car if you're the second or third owner. Mm-hmm. But you can go to recall.gov and put in your VIN number on any car, and it'll tell you if it has any recalls. I think that's a great idea when you first buy a car, do that. Or maybe before you buy a car, do that. And then make sure your car's got everything fixed.
Larry Williams, Williams Brake, Tune and Tire, 311 19th Street. Y'all are closed on Friday for July 4th. So if you need to get your car in, get it in today or tomorrow.
Trip checks. They don't take but a minute.
Larry, thank you very much.
Thanks.